Cisco Malo, the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Blazing Guns on the Railroad. Big Jake McKay's specialty was train robberies. Striking unexpectedly and fast, with a gang of desperados at his back, he terrorized train crews and stole thousands of dollars from passengers and express cars. And when things got too hot for Big Jake in one part of the country, he simply moved to another section. As our story opens in the early 1870s, a lone horseman is riding post-haste to Big Jake's newly made camp in the hills.
Hoo! Hooray! Hoo! Hey, Jake! Jake!
Yeah?
Well, from the looks of that horse and all, you've been riding hard.
I sure have, Jake. I've just been to the telegraph office at Silver Creek. Slim George sent us a code telegram.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Said a big shipment of gold's coming through on the morning train going east. Said a young kid's the only one aboard the express car.
How come? Lately, they've been having four guards on the express car when they ship gold.
There's a big epidemic of grip west of here, Jake. Hit those train crews hard. That's why the kid's aboard. He's the only one they could get.
Morning train, huh?
They should be slowing down for a hard rock curve in just about an hour, Jake.
That'll give us time to get there.
They sure will.
All right, Nord. Might as well let the people around here know we're in the country. Turn out the boys. Let's go.
Senor Jimmy Hale ride the express car, no?
Si, Pancho. I'm glad for the boy.
Uh-huh.
He's had a lot of hard luck in his life.
Si.
This is a chance for him to make good.
He make good, Cisco. Senor Jimmy, a good boy.
Oh, he's a fine boy.
Uh-huh.
And he has a lot of courage.
A lot of courage.
I'm glad for him.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also worried, because Big Jake McKay has brought his gang to this part of the country.
Big Jake, the train bandido?
Si.
Ooh.
It'll be just Senor Jimmy's luck to have something happen on his first trip on the express car. Hey, wait, Pancho. Hold there.
Wait, Pancho. Hold up. Hold up. Hold.
Hey, look, Chico. Below us, up there in the distance.
Oh, riders, Cisco.
Si, quite a number of them. Pancho, I believe that may be Big Jake McKay and his gang.
Mm, right to the railroad.
Si, they are to the east of us.
Uh-huh.
Mother mía, if those bandidos tried to hold up that train with Senor Jimmy on the express car. Look, those bandidos are riding toward Hard Rock Curve.
Hard Rock Curve?
Just the place for a holdup.
Mm-hmm.
Pancho, we must stop that train before it gets there. Up there, come on.
Go, 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 go.
Deputy! Deputy, come here, will you?
Yeah, Sheriff?
Better go buckle on your guns and round up a couple of men for a posse. A few minutes ago, I saw Talma Nord come out of the telegraph office. Jumped on his horse and rode off as if the old boy himself was after him. I figure that means something, so we'll ride up along the line just in case. One thing more, Deputy. Did you tell me that blasted Cisco kid had come into this county?
So I hear, Sheriff.
Well, if he tries to mix into my business the way he does in other counties, he's going to find himself in hot water. Now, hustle, Deputy. I want to get started plumb quick.
This is good enough. Oh, 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 oh. Joe, you and Sammy get those horses back out of sight. Rest of you spread out along these tracks and get under cover.
Same attack, Jake?
Yeah, when she slows for the curve, you jump the engine, Nord. Make them stop. Gun them down if they don't. I'll get into that baggage car and go after that shipment of gold. Pete will go with me.
You don't take no chances, Jake. You better gun down that kid.
Well, I plan to. Here she comes. Undercover, boys. Get your masks on and have that dynamite handy to blow that safe.
Hey,
get to the train in time, Cisco.
We must get there. Up there, Roy. Up there.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
We'll just about make it, Pancho.
How'd you get him to stop the train, Cisco? They know you?
No, they do not, amigo.
Oh?
The only one of that train crew I know... The only one of that train crew I know is Senor Jimmy. He may not even see us. I hope the engineer believes us. This way, Diablo. Along the right of way.
This way, Lolo. Along the way, all right.
See you, engineer. Stop the train. Bandidos ahead.
He not see you, Cisco.
Santo, we will have to ride close. See you, engineer.
He look this way. Now he sees you, Cisco.
Bandidos ahead. Stop the train.
He not believe you. Look out, Cisco. He pick up the gun.
I tell you, bandidos ahead. They are madre mia.
Cisco, he shoot again.
Santo, I do not intend to get shot down. Is it, Diablo? Let the express car catch up with us.
Express car, open a little bit, Cisco.
Say, right close, Pancho, and call for Senor Jimmy.
Pancho, call.
Senor Jimmy. Senor Jimmy,
hey,
are you there?
Pancho, Senor Jimmy. Pancho, get louder. Senor Jimmy.
Hey, what's the matter?
Pull the signal cord, Senor Jimmy. There are banderos ahead.
Yeah, but look,
sir. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, all right.
We'll ride up ahead, Pancho, in case the banderos decide to attack. You're only about 200 yards from that curve. Your guns loose in their holsters, Pancho. May have to use them.
Now, what do you know about that? Now, what do you know about that? What did that blasted train stop for?
Somebody must have tipped him off, Jake.
Yeah, by thunder, somebody did. Who are those two hombres that just rode up ahead of the engine?
Looks to me like one of them's a Cisco kid.
Who's a Cisco kid?
He's quite an hombre at this way, Jake. They say he's a bad one to mix with. I heard stories about him.
Oh, he's a bad one to mix with, eh? Well, so am I. Nord, get the boys together. We're going to attack that train.
Look, Jake, you're the boss, but will you listen to me?
I tell you, we're going to attack that train. I want that gold.
Sure, so do I. Let's use our brains, Jake. They ain't seen us yet. We can get out of here and ride east and catch them on the flats by the water tank. They have to stop there to take on water and plenty of brush cover, too.
How far east?
Oh, about 10 miles. We can make it ahead of them by hard riding. They'll be milling around here for some time yet. They won't be expecting us to hit twice in the same day. There'll be nothing to it.
Well, maybe you're right, Nord.
Sure, I'm right. We can't rush them here without coming out into the open. That Cisco kid will get two or three of us before we can get him.
All right, we'll do as you say, Nord. Let's get out of here, fast.
No sign of the bandido, Cisco. Not even one little bitty bandido, Pancho, see.
I expected they would attack, Pancho.
They fool us, Cisco.
Hey, what's the idea, Cisco? I yanked the signal cord, as you said.
Who ordered this train stopped?
It was my idea, Senor Conductor. If you had got to Hard Rock Curve, your train would have been held up.
Who said so?
Cisco say so.
Since when have you been running this railroad?
I would think you would want to take every precaution possible, Senor Conductor. There are bandidos in this country now.
Yeah, big Jake McKay in this country now.
We're running on a close schedule. Who pulled that signal cord?
Well, I did, Ed.
You? Well, by thunder...
Do not blame him, senor. I told him there were bandidos ahead. I told him to pull the signal cord. And he very wisely did so.
He's the sheriff, Cisco.
Oh, si.
What's going on here, Ed?
Well, Cisco says there's bandits ahead. And I don't see no sign of them, Sheriff.
Senor Sheriff, if you will take the trouble to ride to the big curve ahead with me, I will prove to you that bandidos were waiting there.
Well, they sure better be waiting. And this is the last run you make with me or anybody else, Jimmy. When I get my report, you'll be out of a job.
Do not worry, Senor Jimmy. You did just exactly the right thing. Come on, Senor Sheriff.
Get your guns ready, boys. I figure Cisco's bluffing, but we won't take chances.
You'll find out how much Cisco bluffing you.
Get up, Pancho. Come on, Diablo.
Get up, Logo. Go now.
Yes.
We find the bandidos there now, Cisco?
I doubt if we do, Pancho.
Hmm?
If they were going to attack, they would have done so the moment the train stopped.
How we show the sheriff the bandidos there?
If he can read signs at all, he will know. Senor Sheriff, look above that rise of ground ahead. You see that dust rising?
Sure, I see it. What of it?
There are your bandidos riding away.
You're going to welch on us now, eh, Cisco? Not gonna show us any bandits.
You talk better than that to Cisco or Pancho.
Pancho.
Pancho,
Pancho, that's enough.
That's enough.
What's the idea of making up a story like this, Cisco?
Hold on, hold. If you will get down off your horse and your sheriff, I will prove to you that about a dozen hombres were waiting here in hiding.
That still won't prove they was bandits.
Santo, why do you think they hide for us, Senor Sheriff? And get away from the mosquitoes?
That'll be enough of your lip, fat one.
Fat one yourself.
Pancho, quieto. Here's where those hombres dismounted from their horses. There are footprints to show that they led the horses under cover. And here are more footprints made by the hombres seeking cover.
No proof they're fresh prints, Cisco. And I ain't even sure they're footprints.
Senor Sheriff, I know what I am talking about. The fact that the banditos have left does not alter the fact that they were here waiting to hold up that train.
Speaking of holding up trains, Cisco, could you have had that same idea?
Santo Pancho, get so mad.
The signs are as have I told you, Senor Sheriff. If you cannot read them, that is not my fault. Perhaps one of your men can read signs. What about that deputy?
It looks to me as if Cisco is right, Sheriff.
No, he ain't right. He's wrong, David. And I'm arresting him on suspicion of an attempted train holdup.
You are what?
You heard what I said. Now get your hands up.
Enough of this. I'll take that gun. Stop it. Kick it out of the way. The rest of you, do not reach for your guns. Come, Pancho. Keep your hands away from those guns.
Away from the guns, hombre.
And because of a stubborn and jealous sheriff, Cisco and Pancho will be hunted by a posse. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
He comes, Jake.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of you hombres, get to the rear of the train. Get aboard there when she stops.
I'll get aboard the engine, Nord.
You uncouple the engine from the express car.
You're right.
Rest of you hombres, rush that express car.
Start shooting and open her up if you can.
That kid'll have a look tight when they stop.
Throw some of this dynamite. We gotta work fast, Nord. There, she stopped. Now, come on, let's go.
Up. Get this engine uncoupled, Nord.
Yeah. Hey, you don't reach for that gun. While I'm at it, I'll kill you, too. Now to pick you out of this cab. There's one. There's you. You. There's another.
He's all uncoupled, Jake.
You know how to run this thing, Nord?
It should.
Run her up a ways from that express car.
Right.
Not far. This is good enough to stop her.
Open up, doctor!
The boys ain't getting in there, Nord. Now look, Jake, the kid's shooting back at him. Give me a stick of dynamite. That's the thing to fix that young squirt. There goes the dynamite.
They sure shook that car, Jake. It didn't open her up.
Give me another one.
That ain't gonna be enough. I know it ain't.
But we'll see. There she goes.
I told you that was a tough-made car.
Fire again, you coyotes. I'll gun down the first one of you that tries to come in that door.
Man, kids get spunked.
Start up that engine, Nord. I'll show him.
What you gonna do, Jake?
Run a half a mile up the track and put it in reverse. Open up that throttle and we'll jump off.
And crash this here engine into the express car running wild?
That's just what I mean. At full speed. Then watch that express car and open up that door.
We're too late, Cisco.
No, I hope not. Up, Taylor, help me.
No. Look, Cisco. Hombre's trying to get the express car.
Those Bartinos, those Mavericks. But Jimmy is holding them off, Pancho. Pancho, look up the track.
What, Cisco?
The locomotive. Two hombres just jumped from it.
Getting speed. Back along the track.
But it crashed into the express car, Cisco.
They're right there. Not the first time this McKay gang has used that trick.
Come this way, Cisco.
Hey, we will have to ride to Mears, Pancho. And we and our horses will ride with it. Up, carry
on.
We must stop that locomotive, Pancho. If we do not, it will smash those cars to bits and kill a lot of people.
And you'll see Jamie, too.
Say, is that an express car?
We not make it, Cisco. We not make it.
We must make it, amigo.
Hey, locomotive go too fast.
We must stop it, Pancho. Come on, Diablo. Ah, I was close. Too close. Shoot at me, will you, Coyotes? I was just only shooting myself.
Bandidos, Cisco! They run like a jackrabbit.
That's the stuff, Cisco. Give it to them.
You have a gun, say the conductor? Use it. Get out the rest of your train crew and guard that express car.
The sheriff's party comes, Cisco. Look, they chase those bandidos.
Bueno, I'm going after the two bandidos who jumped off the locomotive. Diablo!
You ride more, Cisco?
Si, yep. Up,
Jericho!
Well, I will ride some more! Yeah, we'll not have to ride so far this time, Pancho. Those two hombres are trying to cut across to the brush cover. There, Pancho. They're going to start shooting. Santo. For that, hombres, I will lift off those sombreros.
Where's the sombrero, Wolfie? Two sombreros!
Write them down, Diablo. I will take the big one, Pancho.
Pancho, take the other one. One's no good. Pancho uses his bullwhip.
Now, Pancho, tie these hombres up and take them back to the train.
We rounded up the rest of this gang, but what happened to the Cisco kid and Pancho?
Well, them two rode off after the hombres who tried to wreck his train. Cisco sure did a good job in stopping this engine, Sheriff.
Mighty good thing for all of us he did. Just about another second and those cars have been a smashed plumb to splinters.
Jimmy, I gotta admit you did a good job in holding off them bandits. Mighty good job.
Oh, come in here, conductor. Cisco and Pancho, and they got them two hombres tossed up.
Yeah. Just leave it to the Cisco kid. Ain't hardly anything he can't do.
Sure glad he was here, Jimmy. Well, Cisco, see you got him.
Yeah, Pancho, Cisco, get him. Pancho, use his bullwhip.
Oh, I see you, Sheriff. We got two more of the banderas for you.
Yeah, that's Big Jake and Nord, the heads of the gang. Good, you and the fat one caught them.
You fat ones yourself, Joe.
All right. I don't want no argument. The conductor and young Jimmy tell me you did some mighty fine work, Cisco. So maybe I spoke too hasty earlier today.
Oh, it's all right, dear Sheriff. I'll meet you halfway and forget what you said.
By George, Cisco, I never seen anything like it. I want to shake your hand.
Si, Senor Conductor. I hope you also want to shake the hand of Senor Jimmy.
I sure do, Cisco. And I'm going to do it right now.
Bueno, that is what I wanted to hear. Thanks, Cisco.
Jimmy, I said a while ago I was going to recommend you to get fired. But I've sure changed my mind. I'm going to recommend you to have this run steady.
Pancho likes to hear that. Pancho thinks Senor Jimmy likes to hear that, too.
I sure do, Pancho.
Were you hurt, Senor Jimmy?
Not a scratch, Cisco. Thanks to you and Pancho. Looks like to me you two always are on hand when people get into trouble.
Pancho hopes sometimes Cisco and Pancho stay out of the troubles, no?
Si, amigo. Sometime we will go where trouble cannot find us. But wherever people need help, I hope we can be of service.
Cisco, I sure hope so, too. I can't thank you enough for what you've done.
Oh, it's all right, Senor Jimmy. And now Pancho and I must be on our way.
Si, we are on our way where no troubles is.
But, Senor Sheriff, we will return whenever you need us to testify against this gang of banditos. And I think you will have no trouble in convicting them of murder. rancho.
One more gang of banditos go to the prison, no?
Hey, one more gang, amigo.
Senor Jimmy did that sturdy job, huh?
Yes, he's a fine boy with a great deal of nerve, and I know he will make a name for himself.
One time, Pancho, think Pancho make a big name for Pancho.
You thought you would make a big name for yourself?
Yes, it's for a big name.
In what line, Pancho?
What
line? Medicine? Law? Business?
Oh, in business, Cisco. When Pancho's a niño, Pancho sells papers on the street, Cisco.
You sold papers on the street? A newsboy.
Hey, newsboy.
Did you sell a lot of papers?
No, Pancho not sell many papers.
Well, that was not a very good business, Chico.
It's a good business, Cisco.
But if you did not sell many papers, what did you get out of it?
Oh, Pancho get something out of it, even if Pancho not sell many papers.
Well, tell me, Chico, what did you get out of it?
Pancho get the chance to holler loud.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.